Life Audio.
You are listening to Hope for Women with Father Wounds, episode 35, Being Affirmed by God When You Have Affirmation Wounds. I am your host, Kia Steven. This podcast is for women who have experienced pain in their father-daughter relationship as a result of divorce, abandonment, abuse, incarceration, addiction, or a physically present but emotionally absent father. The aim of this podcast is to help you exchange your father wound for the love of God the Father. If you are benefiting from this podcast and think it might help another woman, I encourage you to share it with a friend, rate, comment, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now let's dive in.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
The audio for this podcast episode was originally recorded in a YouTube live series on my YouTube channel. You can find the link to my channel in the show notes below. God, your Heavenly Father, loves and envisions you. For you created my inner being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Psalms 139:13. God, knowing our habits, issues, quirks, sin patterns, etc., said, I want her here. God knew everything about us. He knew how we would struggle. He knew our tendency to doubt and question. He knew our weaknesses and struggles with temptations. God knew everything about us, and yet he said, I choose you. I want you here for a reason. Your life matters and has meaning. Even if your biological father has not communicated his love to you, your Heavenly Father has documented his unchanging thoughts concerning you in his word. You are loved, wanted, and valued by the God of the universe. God, your Heavenly Father, is accessible to you. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Every believer has been given 24-hour access to God, not as strangers, but as beloved daughters. This is accessibility. Whereas your father may have failed you, don't allow the reality to color your perspective of God. God is accessible. When we reach for him, he is always available to us. We will never get a voicemail message, receive an email laced with rejection, or fail to get a return text because God is accessible to us. We don't have to meet any prerequisite before we communicate with God. He is never inconvenienced or bothered. He is always ready and willing to spend time with us because he is accessible. He can handle whatever we bring to him and will be eagerly waiting to spend time with you. God, your Heavenly Father, is a provider for you. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. God is able to be a provider for us, but it may require us to stop trying to resolve and control things on our own. It may mean that we need to sit in the tension of the unknown while believing against gnawing doubt that God will provide all of our needs, just like the Bible says he will. By relinquishing control and choosing to trust, we can embrace God's provision. He is able to provide all of our needs. He is a good provider, not for some, but for all who choose to place their trust in Him. God shall supply all of our needs, and ain't nothing on the other side of all. God, your Heavenly Father, is faithful. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 7:9. To say God is faithful is to acknowledge God is not like man. He is everywhere at once, has all power, and is always with us. He is big enough to resolve the woes of mankind with an awareness of how the circumstances of our lives intersect with a much larger plan to communicate who He is to humanity. He has an infinite view of my life circumstances and how it fits into His overall plan for the world. To say that God is faithful is a choice that we can choose to believe. If we choose to believe that He is faithful and can be trusted when the challenges of our lives look absolutely dismal, we can see the faithfulness of God. We are able to relinquish the semblance of control that we think we have in our lives and trust that God knows what He is doing. He has a plan and He can be trusted. His promises, words, and vows are all true. He does not lie. He is loyal and constant. He is reliable. He can be trusted in and dependent on. God, your Heavenly Father, affirms you. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Psalms 139:14. We are no accident. Nothing about us is a mistake. God envisioned us and formed everything about us in our mother's womb. Your intellect, your personality, your Enneagram score, your strengths and weaknesses, your hair, your skin color, your body type, your fill in the blank. God wanted you here. He says what He created is wonderful, splendid, set apart, distinct, and different. God made an intentional decision to form you, and He says, sis, you are wonderful every single day of your life. Through the pages of Scripture, God affirms us always. We must believe this in the silence of what we long to hear our fathers say, or the noise of what they and others may have projected onto us. God affirms us through His word, and His opinion matters over everyone else. God, your Heavenly Father, is good. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. God takes bad things in this life and He uses them with the good things for His purpose in the earth. He does not create bad things, but He does allow bad things to happen in our lives. This does not make Him bad. He remains God and He remains good, working all things together for an eternal purpose. Our challenge is to believe it. Everything in our life does not have to look, feel, or appear good for God to be good. Every day we are given reminders of His goodness that we often take for granted. The breath in our body is a reminder of His goodness. The words throughout the pages of Scripture are a reminder of His goodness. Each new day reminds us that God is good. Birds chirping, wind blowing, the sun rising and falling in the sky are all reminders that God is good. Provision, mercy, forgiveness, salvation, grace, peace, joy, unconditional love, these are all reminders that God is good. And these reminders remain constant no matter what we face in this life. When we doubt the goodness of God, we need only reflect on these reminders that do not change to remember that God is good. God, your Heavenly Father, is merciful. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all He has made. Psalms 145:9. God's radical, audacious, unexplainable, compassionate love motivates Him to be merciful to us. If you ever found yourself doubting whether or not God loves you, you need only look to the last thing you needed forgiveness for and realize that is a blatant reminder that you are loved by God. He does not condemn, blame, or reject you. He loves you lavishly. For every person that is a recipient of the mercy of God, that is also a simultaneous reminder that we are loved by God the Father. He loves us so much that he gives us abundant opportunities to have our sin slate wiped clean by the blood of Christ Jesus. No one else in our lives will ever be that merciful. Everyone else has a limit. Parents, bosses, friends, fans, and spouses all have limits, but God's mercy never runs out. He stands waiting to receive us if we are willing to accept the mercy that he so freely gives.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
God, your Heavenly Father, is concerned about you. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you, 1 Peter 5:7. Sometimes when God feels distant and unconcerned about us, he may be preparing us for what is coming that we cannot see. God is a master teacher and a perfect Heavenly Father. He knows what it will take to mold and shape us into the people we are ultimately destined to be. This is why sometimes he feels distant, but in our times of despair and difficulty, God is closer than we think. You are cared for today and every day of your life, whether you feel like it or not. No matter what we face, and we have already been told we will face hard things, let's choose to believe that God, our Heavenly Father, is concerned about us. God, your Heavenly Father, is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not God afar off? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? Jeremiah 23:23-24. Omniscient means knowing all things, not some things or a few things, but all things, having complete or unlimited knowledge, awareness, or understanding, perceiving all things. God knows everything, and his knowledge of everything includes us. God is intimately knowledgeable of us, and he loves us. Omnipresent means God is everywhere at once. We cannot comprehend this through our limited human understanding. He is not in a place as we are in a place. One commentator said, God's being is altogether different from physical matter. He exists on a plane wholly distinguishable from the one readily available to the five senses. Omnipotent means all-powerful. His power is limitless. There is nothing that he cannot do. Nothing and no one is a match for God. He has the ability to do anything that he wills without exerting effort. Knowing God as our Heavenly Father means we can embrace and be comforted by the fact that he is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent in our lives. God, your Heavenly Father, guides you. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. James 1:5. God often uses those in leadership over us to provide guidance. God also provides guidance through the Holy Spirit. God also guides us through his word. God guides us through prayer. God guides the humble. God, our Heavenly Father, is a guide, but he cannot guide us if we are unwilling to listen. If you have ever felt like you were at a disadvantage in life because of the absence of your Father's guidance, know that God, your Heavenly Father, will guide you. He can give you the wisdom you need to not only survive, but thrive in life. So let's swallow our pride and embrace his guidance in our lives. God, your Heavenly Father, is patient with you. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Psalms 103:8. God is waiting patiently as our loving and good Heavenly Father. He wants what is best for us, but he wants us to choose him and his ways of our own volition, not begrudgingly or by way of force. And so he patiently waits on you and me to turn to him instead of everything and everyone else. The motivation for God to wait on us is rooted in his great love. He is always believing and wanting the best for us. Let me offer you a word of advice. If you are running from God, stop. If you are rebelling against God, stop. If you are angry with God, let it go. Trust that his will and his way are good, and believe that he has good things in store for you. He is waiting on you. Ask God to show you how he is fathering you. Ask him to be a Heavenly Father for you. He is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. You've been listening to the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, episode 35, Being Affirmed by God When You Have Affirmation Wounds. I hope this episode has been an encouragement to you, and I want you to know whether your dad is deceased, absent, divorced, unavailable, incarcerated, or you don't know who he is, sis, there is hope for you. Hope to be healed, hope to be secure, hope to be free, completely free. Hope to be satisfied with the love of God. Yes, there is hope for women with father wounds. This was episode 35 of Hope for Women with Father Wounds. I am your host, Kia Stevens. If you're benefiting from this podcast and think it might help another woman, I encourage you to share it with a friend, rate, comment, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Be sure and check out the links associated with this podcast so you can access several free resources for you. Also, I'm excited to announce that I will be publishing my first book for women with father wounds on March 7, 2023. So be sure and subscribe to my blog at www.kiastevens.com so you don't miss any updates. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and I hope you will join me for episode 36, Finding Your Identity in Christ When You Have Identity Wounds.
Hope for Women with Father Wounds is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.